This is VOA News. We have the boat. I'm Marissa Melton. Vaccinations against the coronavirus are off to a slow and chaotic start in the United States, but the country's top infectious disease expert held out hope on Sunday that the pace will soon pick up. Dr. Anthony Fauci told ABC News This Week show, quote, "We are not where we want to be, no doubt about it. We need to catch up." So far, the United States has distributed 13 million doses of two vaccines produced by drug makers Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna throughout the country, but only 4.2 million shots have been administered so far. But Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the chief medical advisor to President-elect Joe Biden, said that the pace of inoculating people, chiefly healthcare workers and elderly people in nursing homes, is picking up. In some states, long lines of people waiting for shots have formed on sidewalks leading to health centers. In the city of Houston, Texas, officials had 750 shots available, but 250,000 people tried to register in hopes of scheduling a vaccination. Mr. Biden has called for 100 million vaccinations in the first 100 days of his administration. That starts with his inauguration January 20th. Fauci said the stepped-up pace of inoculations can be met. He said it is possible to do 1 million vaccinations a day. He also said that if 70 to 85% of Americans are vaccinated in the coming months, the U.S. can return to some sense of normality by September or October. Britain has begun administering the first doses of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine. The AstraZeneca vaccine is cheaper and more easily transported than the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine because it doesn't need to be kept at very cold temperatures. The Pfizer shot has already been administered to many healthcare professionals in Britain and the United States. VOA News. More than 100 Republican lawmakers in the United States House of Representatives and a dozen senators say they will join an effort Wednesday to try to block certification of the Electoral College vote, which indicates Democrat Joe Biden defeated President Donald Trump in the November presidential election. The certification of the Electoral College vote of 306 to 232 favoring Biden is the last step before Biden is set to be inaugurated as the country's 46th president. Both chambers of Congress would need to uphold the challenges to Biden's victory for the election outcome to be upended. The Democrats narrowly control the House and are certain to certify Biden's win, while the Democratic minority in the Senate, along with some Republicans who have acknowledged Biden's win, are likely to do the same in the Senate. All 10 living former U.S. Secretaries of Defense have joined in cautioning against any attempt to use the military in the cause of overturning November's presidential election. The former Pentagon chiefs, both Republicans and Democrats, put their names to an opinion article published Sunday in the Washington Post. The article says the time for questioning the results of the election has passed, and they say that attempting to involve the military in resolving election disputes would take the country, quote, into dangerous, unlawful, and unconstitutional territory. While not naming President Trump, the article appears as U.S. President Trump and his allies continue to falsely claim that fraud spoiled November's election. About 100 people were killed in Niger amid the presidential election there in an attack on two villages in the west. It was one of the worst massacres of civilians in Niger. The attack, which has not been claimed, was carried out Saturday by terrorists on motorcycles. The two villages are about 120 kilometers north of the capital in the Tillaberi region bordering Mali and Burkina Faso. This region, known as the Three Borders, has been regularly targeted for years by jihadist groups. The prime minister has visited the site, while outgoing President Mahamadou Issoufou will lead an emergency meeting of the National Security Council today. A Spanish-flagged humanitarian ship is seeking a port of safety for 265 migrants its crew rescued from the Mediterranean Sea in the last few days. The Open Arms Charity tweeted that its vessel on Saturday had safely brought aboard 96 migrants who had been adrift in a wooden boat without life vests in international waters. This came shortly after it took aboard 169 migrants who had departed Libyan shores, where many human traffickers are based. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.